Here are the highlights from the latest episode of Free Talk Live. Visit freetalklive.com for the full episode.
Let's just take a minute and discuss the precautions that Steve Classic has taken. For those of you who are not watching the video feed, because there is one over at, I think it's video.freetalklive.com, you have the classic Tyvek suit. This is the full white zip up with the hood. You've got, of course, headphones on so you can hear what we're doing here in the show. You've got some safety goggles.
Yes.
It appears. You've got some sort of a face covering, a mask, and some gloves as well that look, you know, I mean, you look like you are not going to get contaminated.
Well, I could probably help the National Guard picking up all the bodies in the driveways. That's what I could maybe help do some of that while I'm up here in New Hampshire.
Yeah. Are there boots as well? You wearing boots?
Yes.
I can't really.
I don't know if you can see.
Like straight up galoshes.
Yeah.
Wow. That's impressive.
Wouldn't want any of those bodily fluids getting on my feet.
Yeah. And so you're, of course, dressed this way because of what the media has been telling you.
Oh, Macron. It's everywhere.
Yeah.
I heard that a million people a day are going to get. I don't want it. So I'm taking all prophylactic precautions.
Nice. Body condom underneath the suit?
Well, we'll see at the next commercial break.
Questions keep popping up or into my mind that I don't have answer to and I don't know who to ask. For example, you didn't get vaccinated and you have not contracted COVID, right? Assuming just a
those
hypothetical,
are the people who are out on the driveways.
Hypothetical situation. You did not contract COVID and you have not been vaccinated in any way, and then you get COVID. How do you know? Do you get the first strain first? Before you can get the Delta, and then you can get the... Or do you just go straight to Omicron and skip the other two? How does that work?
Well, it depends what you're infected with.
Wow.
But, I mean, really, I mean, they can't... I don't even believe that they can tell the difference with these COVID tests.
That's what I'm saying. So, if I go in and I get tested, are they going to be able to say...
They won't be able to differentiate.
You've got COVID OG, which is 1.0, right? Or Delta you've got 2. Delta, which is 2.0. Or you've got Omicron, which is now 3.0, right?
I mean, there's no actual way to tell, but from what I'm kind of hearing in the media, it seems like they're just kind of like, nope, now it's all Omicron. Before it was all Delta, and then it was all regular COVID.
Right.
So it seems like...
How did that happen?
Real COVID, or COVID OG, so to speak, has been eradicated, which is a miracle.
How did that happen? Certainly wasn't from the vaccination.
Yeah, the media said so.
Because people were still getting breakthrough cases, quote unquote.
Well, the Delta and the Omicron is the result of the vaccination.
If you're a business owner, the last thing you need to be doing is footing the bill for enforcing something that tyrants want to shove down your throat.
Collecting sales tax. And you got to pay the stamp to send the money in.
Right. So was the, like, my problem with protests is, like, you can never call them successful.
No.
Because they don't really do anything.
No.
Right. Other than, like, alert other people to the fact that you are against this.
Well, I mean, you know, when it starts, it's, you know, 10 people, 20 people. And then, like today, I think we had about 200, 250 people.
Excellent.
On a Sunday, freezing cold before Christmas.
Yeah. That's excellent.
And it does draw attention to the issue. So I would say that does something.
Yeah. I mean, we get a lot of thumbs up, but we get a lot of number ones too.
So as far as protests go, this one was more successful than other ones.
I think so because, you know, when we first started, it was, 15 days to flatten the curve. So people... Or was it two? Whatever. So on day 16, there's a small bunch that are already fed up.
Yeah.
And then it's the masks. And then a bigger bunch gets fed up. And then the vaccine, then a bigger bunch. So I think the vaccine passports, I think, have just awoken more people saying, like, all right, I've reached my breaking point.
Too far.
Because this is, like, if they get their foot in the door with this, then the whole entire, like, social credit thing that they've done in China is just waiting. They did all this stuff and none of it worked, and they're like, let's just do it all again. We know it didn't work the first time.
Oh no, but it's
we're just gonna do it again.
But it's our fault that it didn't work. That's what all the believers are like, well, it's all you unvaccinated anti-maskers.
It's a disease of the unvaccinated, right?
Yeah. A disease of the free thinker.
Captain continues.
If you just simply believe that your immune system will take care of it, apparently that, you know, makes you evil.
Yeah.
Somehow,
no money to be made on that.
And they don't talk about it very, like, I'm in this weird category where I had the COVID and I got over it. I know it was COVID because some of the other people here in the studio got it and they went and got tested and I had the same symptoms as they did at about the same time that they got it. So, I mean, you know, anecdotal, sure. But I didn't go to the hospital. I didn't get an official diagnosis, but I got over it. And so now I'm just like, well, why do I need a shot?
Well, because
let's just assume.
Oh, you had the OG.
Let's just assume.
What about the Omicron?
Right. Let's just assume for a minute that the vaccines actually were safe and effective, right? Why would I need one now? I wouldn't.
Because
I had the thing, I got over it. It's like.
But the new one.
You had chickenpox, you got over it. You don't need the chickenpox vaccine.
Wait. The vaccine doesn't work against the new one either.
Oh, right. This is of the utmost shocking news story that could have ever been brought in.
Breaking news.
A truck transporting Corona beer bottles overturned in the Netherlands on Sunday morning. The outlet reported that the driver had hit a guardrail while traveling north on the A2 highway towards Eindhoven. After striking the railing, the ill-fated vehicle started to swing before eventually ending up on its side. And they've got some video, horrific-looking video of a truck toppled over on its side.
Is the beer okay?
Sadly, no. The beer did not survive. Well, I don't know if some of it did, but
it's pictures, all shaken up now. I wouldn't want to open those.
Oh, yeah. Pictures, you got to wait.
Pictures from the crash do show broken boxes of beer bottles scattered on the highway and in the spaces between the guardrails. There were no reports of injuries or damage to other vehicles as yet, and photos circulating on social media suggested no other vehicles were involved. That's because they all stopped and grabbed, you know, like an unopened case,
right.
Chucked it in there, you know.
Right, like that the Brinks truck in California that wiped out, and people, just money's everywhere. The highway stops, and people are picking up money.
The crash and debris forced the authorities to close the northbound highway for an hour as recovery vehicles towed the truck away and the railing was being repaired. One lane on the southbound expressway also had to be closed. This is just horrific. This is one of the most major corona incidents I've ever heard of. Apparently, Santa Claus received his booster shot.
He's making a list, and he's checking it twice.
And he's good to go for Christmas, according to Dr. Fauci.
He's going to find out who's vaccinated and nice.
Is Santa going to go across state lines this year?
Okay, so, children, if you're listening, Santa Claus is not real.
Oh, no!
First and foremost.
You heard it here.
Spoiler alert.
Stop lying to your children.
Yeah.
The libertarian thing to do.
If you're an adult and you're lying to your children, you make believe Santa Claus is real, what a horrible thing to do to your child. Let's take the person that they almost have to respect because they, you know, you're taking care of them. And so you're basically the source of all of their truth. And yeah. So, you know, they're learning from you. I learned it from watching you. you know, you're, you know, responsible for feeding and clothing and housing. They believe, you know, nearly every word you say. They look up to you. You literally are the authority figure in their life. And you're going to lie.
Yeah.
You're going to lie about a jolly fat man coming down a chimney, right? Does your apartment even have a chimney? I don't think so.
I got a quick bitch gripe on my local radio station here. I only get you guys 2 days a week.
Oh, you better call them up every day and be like, hey, you need to play them every day.
Regardless of that, the whole thing is preceded by all of U of M sports. I don't care if it's a football game, a basketball game, and then they got a pregame show and a postgame show.
Yep.
So this thing sucks up 3 hours of tube time.
Yep.
It's horrendous. But anyway, well, you guys were talking about beer.
We were. Right? A horrific accident in the Netherlands.
Here is a scam that has been played upon the American consumer for about 30 years, as near as I can figure. Everybody's hooked on light beer, right? That's the only thing they advertise.
Okay.
Well, light beer came into existence back when the Hebrews were enslaved by the Egyptians in the time of Moses.
Correct.
The Egyptians figured out they could make a tolerable brew with one-third of the grain.
Yes, and
so
it was...
They would give this to the Hebe camps or during the weekend and keep peace.
Yeah.
But
Well, and I have this saying, Major. I have this saying, Major, that beer has food value.
I can't believe y'all said that about Santa Claus. Did y'all, when y'all grew up, did you somebody tell you when you were like 3 or 4 there's no Santa Claus?
No, I figured it out pretty early on.
I know, but still, you know, I just can't believe you all announced that on the radio. Now, if there are the kids listening, sometimes my grandson listens with me. I don't know. I'm just very disappointed that y'all said that. And
why?
Because
it's the truth.
I'm disappointed that people are lying to kids.
They're not lying to them. They'll find out when they, you know, their friends will tell them when they're 9 or 10, and then that'll be it. It's not like it's going to ruin their life. I have hundreds of friends, and none of their lives are ruined because they found out Santa was a
well, you don't know that. I mean, you're talking early childhood trauma where you, like, literally ripped the Band-Aid off.
I mean,
anyway, I'm just very disappointed that you all said that on the radio. And
I didn't say that.
I like to listen to you all Sunday night, but I'm very disappointed that you all said that. And but anyway, good luck getting that. I hope you all work out that thing with the legal stuff with your guys going on and all that.
Santa Claus got jabbed by Anthony Fauci.
He may be coming to town this year now.
Yeah, we'll see. Well, as Christmas approaches, Santa is making a list and checking it twice. He's also ready to deliver presents around the world after receiving his COVID-19 booster shot, according to Dr. Anthony Fauci, the nation's leading infectious disease mass murderer. Expert.
I like that you pronounced his name correctly.
Fauci.
Yes. Anthony Fauci. Thank you. Fauci. Compulsive liar. Anyways, Santa has already got a great innate immunity. Fauci, the director of National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, told USA Today.
He doesn't have some weird, like, cancer from climbing down chimneys for thousands of years.
Yeah. You think he would, but no, he's still in great condition. This year, he is even more protected because he has been fully vaccinated and boosted. Santa will be just fine and good to go.
He doesn't have to quarantine? Country to country? I thought you had to quarantine if you're on a plane.
Does he have to show a digital passport?
Hey, Daily Digest listeners, this is Riley Blake. I enjoy Free Talk Live, and I know you do too, but finding time to listen to an entire episode isn't always easy, so I produce the Daily Digest. I appreciate those of you who have supported me on Patreon and sent Bitcoin to me to thank me for producing these digests. For those who wish to support me on Patreon, visit patreon.com/crblake86. If you wish to send Bitcoin, visit patreon.com/crblake86 for those details. That's patreon.com/crblake86. Thank you.
As I've said previously in this particular show this evening, Santa Claus is not real.
What? No.
That's not what my mom told me.
You're lying. Stop lying.
Santa Claus is just your parents lying to you. Is basically the gist. Now, here we have somebody also gifted at lying, a figurehead appointed by government, who is lying to you. Literally. He's lying to children.
This is like a deep web of lies, too, that he is...
This is a compound lie, because it's lies on top of lies on top of lies.
I did it myself. I flew all the way to the North Pole, and I vaccinated Santa and all of his reindeer. No, you compulsive liar. You didn't.
No. Santa Claus is not real, so no, you did not vaccinate him. No, you didn't measure his immunity, because, well, if you could do that, you'd be doing it to everybody else.
I think USA Today should retract that story.
I think so, too, as a matter of fact.
And the, like, 7 other news sources I found on this topic.
They should retract all of their stories, actually.
Oh, and there's actually more to this story, too. Wow, holy crap.
Yeah.
You want to continue?
Omicron.
Yeah, and it just gets worse. Health experts urge eligibility individuals in the U.S. over the age of 5 to get their COVID-19 vaccines.
You know, I've been a technical translator and interpreter around the world, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and therefore I had the opportunity to compare the different countries. And the United States lives a pretty lie with goody two shoes walking around, not noticing anything that's unpleasant to notice. There's a certain codex that everybody has. They smile a lot. They never see anything negative about anything, even if it's quite obvious. And one of the things that's a lie, it happens every day on the radio. You hear it practically, and it's the rate of unemployment in America. And the rate given recently is 4.2%. In reality, we have 110 million people who aren't working. We have 155 million people who are working, and a lot of those are pushing cartons of cigarettes over the countertops of 7-Elevens, and they have advanced degrees in a lot of cases. And there are plenty of them.
Yeah, hang on for just a second here, David. So just for our listeners, the reported number when the news talks about, the unemployment rate, the percentage, that number is only people who have been either lost their jobs recently and are actively looking. In fact, I think that's the only category they count now. So if you're past, I think it's either 90 days or 6 months, and you haven't found a job, you fall off of that count.
So that's not
and
a very...
goes down.
Yeah. Yeah,
yeah, that's not a very...
If you just stopped looking for a job and you've been unemployed for years, you're not even counted.
I was just visiting El Paso, Texas a couple of days ago, and the air was polluted, the water was polluted, it tasted funny, and it felt like when I came back, I think I was sweating out petroleum oil or jet fuel leak.
You were sweating oil? Ugh. Wasn't that slippery?
No, jet fuel leak. No, I mean, that's how much of the fumes of petroleum oil fumes I breathe in. And then the water obviously had these...
Hang on. Can you sort of collect it and rebottle it and put your own brand on it and sell it?
That might be a good side hustle.
I mean, I'm just trying to help you make some money here, Sarah.
Well, I mean, if the air is polluted, what happens is that it settles when it rains or precipitates. It settles into the ground. It goes into the aqua system, and that's part of the water supply.
Mm-hmm.
And they have a horrible water. It's definitely jet fuel or petroleum-based. And it's really sad because, you know, I see a lot of travel shows of Europe and Zurich and Switzerland, and they got rid of all the gasoline cars altogether.
Who do you think's a better phony? Joe Manchin, Elizabeth Holmes, Kim Potter, or the murderer Kyle Rittenhouse? Which one of you think is a better phony?
I only know one of those people, so.
Like personally?
No, I know none
of
them personally.
I know none of those people, Jerome.
Did you list Elizabeth Holmes? I do know who that is.
You did, yeah.
She's definitely a phony. I would say I'll vote her in. She's the worst phony.
Hey, she lied. Wait a minute now. She scams people out of money, and she gets her on the witness stand and tells them all lies. I don't know nothing about it.
Hang on, Jerome. We have to determine. So you said, which do you think is the best phony? Now, do you mean best as in like the most effective at lying, or the best at? Do you mean it the other way, and like they're the most phony of all the phonies?
Well, Manchin's the biggest one, you know, because maybe Rittenhouse too, because he lied on the witness stand. And he got away with murder. Then you got Manchin. He's a Democrat in name only because he's a sellout. Because that's all he is. I don't know when are they going to just say it.
Wait, are these Jerome's top five phonies? Is that what you're telling us? If you haven't finished your Christmas shopping and you're looking for a fun toy, Nikki discovered this, and we'll just let you decide whether or not this is something you'd like to buy for your children or grandchildren.
Hey there! Are you hesitant to get the vaccine?
Yeah!
Then get the brand new government-approved Vaccinate Me Elmo doll.
Wow! Elmo loves experimental vaccines!
With the Vaccinate Me Elmo doll, your kid will finally feel the pressure and shame we've successfully made you feel to get the COVID vaccine.
Quick! Give me the vaccine! Elmo don't want to be responsible for the deaths of friends or family! Thanks! Ha! Now Elmo's a good person!
The Vaccinate Me Elmo doll comes with a toy syringe, a stethoscope.
Elmo, your heart is beating fast. Are you having complications?
Of course not!
And a tiny vial of something. It's not the vaccine, promise. It's, water. Let your kid drink it.
Elmo, can't you take your mask off now?
No! Gotta keep that mask on forever!
That feels like mixed messaging.
With the Vaccinate Me Elmo doll, your child will be begging you to get the vaccine, just scared out of their little mind for the fate of the world, or your money back.
It's your turn! Time to get the vaccine!
You want to.
Sorry, you have to!
No.
In the Hartford market, Connecticut, the traffic reports are brought to you by BioNTech Pfizer. So all the traffic reports, the roads are clear. Arteries, no problems. Which is strange. It's like a weird traffic report brought to you by Pfizer.
Arteries, no problems.
Oh, my God.
I have so many things to say about this. First of all, if there were really a pandemic going on, you wouldn't need to invent propaganda involving Santa Claus, involving the elves, involving the reindeer.
Like blackmailing children?
Yeah, none of this needs to
Santa,
exist.
Santa wants everyone to be safe. He wants everybody to be on the good list and not the naughty list, Poland told USA Today. So Santa, if your mommy and daddy aren't vaccinated, they're on the naughty list.
Santa loves
and so
compliance.
Are you if you're over five and you're not vaccinated.
Mommy and daddy, I didn't get vaccinated. Am I getting cool?
Another reason not to lie to your children so the media can't use it to manipulate them.
Right.
Wow, they're evil.
Yeah, that's sick.
Right, because a child who has been taught all along that Santa Claus is not real will recognize this for the farce that it is.
Oh my gosh, and it just keeps going too. I suspect that people that have gotten their vaccine, they're probably going to see an extra candy cane on the tree. He just keeps laying it on. It's like, what is wrong with these
people?
Wait,
I thought there was a candy cane shortage.
Now we know where they went. Fauci's hoarding.
Fauci's got them.
Yeah.
He's hoarding them all, trying to use them to bribe children.
I don't know what to believe anymore. I got to put my Tyvek suit back on.
Yeah. You might put up a website selling those things. I bet you could make a couple
dollars.
Get
them at the hardware store for like $5.
Or you could just undercut yourself and, you know,
right?
Not launch a business. That
candy cane shortage fueled
radio
by COVID. Yeah. Weak peppermint harvest.
What? This doesn't.
Yeah,
even...
I don't know what's true anymore. Is that true?
I
you always have
know.
To say, is that true? I don't know.
I don't know.
Like when you watch television, you know, any politicians, like the debates.
Well, generally speaking, if a politician opens his mouth, he's lying or she's.
Yeah,
lying.
It's right. A good rule of thumb.
Right. You just put a piece of tape that says he or she is lying. If you cut out the swearing, and then when you do swear,
so if I need my swearing to, you know, have impact when maybe it doesn't because I swear frequently.
Yeah.
I just make up a new swear word.
Or like mix them up, you know, like use it in ways that it's like not usually used.
I can't give you any examples here over the radio.
Oh, it's just like combining the words together like strategically?
Well, or just like, you know, instead of...
Well, let's not... Because it may
don't
just
toe
slip
that
out.
Line.
You may have to dump yourself.
I've dumped myself before. And I will dump myself again if I have to, damn it.
Ooh, that one's cool. That one's all right.
You had to think for a minute, didn't you?
Darn it.
Is damn it okay?
Gosh, darn it.
Is that
I don't know.
The
they said it
words?
In church.
What the heck?
What did George Carlin say?
I don't know. What did George Carlin say?
WWJD.
All right. No, WWGCD. D. Yeah. What would George Carlin do? Well, he wouldn't do radio without cussing. So actually, that's not true. He's done radio. Without cussing. He did comedy without cussing for quite a long time. He was on like The Tonight Show early on in his career before he went all like super cussing guy. Anyway, last night I brought this in for show prep. We didn't get to talk about it. I want to talk about it with you guys and, of course, our listeners. This is from theindependent.co.uk. The headline reads, "Hardcore vaccine refuseniks could need de-radicalizing like terrorists."
Oh my
says
God.
An expert.
Waterboarded?
Give me a break.
They're talking about brainwashing, right? They're talking about putting people into a camp because they didn't want to be violated by, you know, a government mandated thing.
Where are you going to put all those people?
I guess you don't necessarily have to brainwash them. Like if you threaten someone hard enough with force, I'm not trying to like encourage that, but I kind of...
But wait a second. If this disease is so deadly, won't the disease kill the unvaccinated anyway and they won't have to worry about it?
Yeah, exactly. Just let it kill us. Like, whatever.
I mean, they said that about the masks, too. I'm still waiting. Still alive.
I got COVID and I'm still fine. Yeah. You know, it's like...
Me too. Yeah, so maybe just we'll just wait it out a little bit longer. Whatever comes after the Omicron, we'll get them. No need to put them in a camp.
Yeah, I don't understand where any of this is coming from. Professor Stefan Lewandowski, chair in cognitive psychology at the University of Bristol, was keen to stress that many of those are likely to be marginalized people who are very difficult to reach for anything and for whom access is likely the biggest issue rather than psychological or ideological factors.
They don't have an email address or something. They don't have a phone. They live in a boat or something out in the middle of the ocean.
I wanted to just pick up where I called yesterday. I wanted to give two quotes, one by Adam Smith and one by John Locke.
Okay.
And I thought maybe it would be good to just read the quotes and then discuss them.
Sure. And just so our callers know, or our listeners, sorry, Greg, you're the caller. Just so our listeners know, this is Greg from Intercoin. So go ahead, Greg.
Yes, Greg from Intercoin. So I would like to basically, a lot of people look up to Adam Smith about the invisible hand and John Locke about homesteading.
Mm-hmm.
And these concepts originated, or at least were popularized by them. But this is what they said, what they actually said about the invisible hand. So first, Adam Smith, he says, "The rich consume little more than the poor. And in spite of their natural selfishness and rapacity, they divide with the poor the produce of all their improvements. They are led by an invisible hand to make nearly the same distribution of the necessities of life which would have been made had the earth been divided into equal portions among its inhabitants, and thus, without intending it, without knowing it, advance the interests of society and afford the means to the multiplication of the species." He's basically saying, since they cannot consume in his day, they cannot eat more than the poor, then the rest is, by one means or another, distributed almost equally among the peasants and so on.
Well, that's interesting. And, you know, this might not be related to that quote, but it brings to mind somebody brought to my attention that, you know, the world produces enough food for everybody to eat. Well, measures that could be used to reach more moderate people who remain unvaccinated, he said, include assigning vaccine appointments to people rather than asking them to book their own.
What?
We won't ask you. We'll tell you.
Ridiculous.
I think you're going to call you and be like, "Bob, your vaccine appointment is at 2 p.m. on Thursday." Like, what if I got to work or something?
We volunteered you to show up.
Yeah. That's called voluntelling. It's not volunteering. It's voluntelling.
They sound like an abusenik.
We're voluntarily telling you to be here at this time or else.
Voluntarily.
You have a choice.
Wink, wink.
Lose your job or get the jab.
Assigning vaccine appointments to people rather than asking them to book their own. Or setting up pop-up clinics in places like supermarkets or shopping centers.
Toy stores.
British paper.
Yeah, toy stores.
Set up in a toy store. Santa will be there.
Another measure would be introducing a vaccine mandate, which he said will disgruntle a few people, but can be effective, quote unquote.
Oh, my God.
We have ways of making you.
For those with more extreme views, he said, those methods may not be effective.
Uh-oh.
He added, in the ideal world, time and money permitting, you can engage even those people in a very slow, long-term process where you affirm their right to have those beliefs rather than telling them something about themselves they don't want to hear. Let's put it that way. So you tell them something positive and then engage in what is effectively the same as a de-radicalization process for former terrorists or cult members.
So they're just, I can't believe they're just saying all this.
You just heard highlights from the latest episode of Free Talk Live. You can download full episodes, subscribe to our podcast, listen live, and more, all for free at freetalklive.com.